If you set aside all of the positivity and hope, there is quite clearly a whole other animal lurking below the surface. A conversational bullshit, if you like. Something not quite as empowering or comforting as we'd all like to believe. Not evil or nefarious, but rather something more akin to cynical, constraining, repetitive, and ultimately unfulfilling. The kind of stuff that undermines a life, sabotages it, to be precise. This wee book is my take on finally uncovering and transforming your bullshit, the kind that constantly sabotages your life. So if you're tired, overwhelmed, overworked, underloved, stopped, paused, bored, broke, too anxious, too analytical, lacking confidence, uninspired, disconnected, on the wrong path, headed in the wrong direction, bottomed out, mired in the past, worried about the future, disappointed, afraid, untrusting, unforgiving, suspicious, angry, frustrated, or just plain stuck in a cycle, I'm your guy, and these are your pages. No, really, they're yours. Don't just read them, use them. Let's get to the blackened heart of that bullshit, then root it out. In my last book, Unfuck Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life, I wrote about the constant internal chatter that we all deal with. The noise of opinion, judgment, reasons, fears and excuses that rattle around in our heads every moment of every day. Sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's quiet, but nonetheless it's always there. Your self-talk is the locker room of your life, where everything is strategized and worked out, where your plans for yourself live and die. Most of these plans never see the light of day, especially the good stuff, the dreams. You kill them where they rise, in your head. People are little more than a living conversation, both internal and spoken, a dialogue in a body, a skin and bone bag that talks, and it talks about everything, and the limit of that talk is the limit of that life, period. In short, you are what you talk about. Or rather, you are the nature of what you talk about. If, for you, life is too much, it really is too much. The confusion is that you think life is a certain way and you're just reporting on what you're seeing. But that's actually backward. The reality is, you create your experience of life in your self-talk and then act accordingly. And you're doing it all the time. You're never, like never ever, acting upon life itself. What you're acting on is your opinion of life. That's why it's such a different experience for each of us. Life just is. What you call it is up to you. Bear in mind, you'll have to live with your call. And you do. This isn't something new either. Philosophers such as Hans-Georg Gadamer, Edmund Husserl, and Martin Heidegger explored the importance of language and how it molds our as-lived experience of absolutely everything. Those feelings that you have, or lack thereof, are constituted in your language. Your talk is your life, and we see it most glaringly in your regular little sashays into the world of self-sabotage. This may require a bit of radical thinking on your part, but in a very real sense, your emotions and your conversations are in a constant tango with each other, swaying and swooping through life. As a society, we've become increasingly addicted to changing our emotions, to feel happier, more confident, more whatever, and all without addressing what is enlivening those states. It's not the sucky life you seemingly have, but your dialogue about your life that has you by the throat, and the vast majority of that dialogue is blissfully unnoticed, and therefore unexplored by you. It's running in the background. This book takes the work we started in Unfuck Yourself to the next level. We're out to finally uncover your personal brand of self-talk and discover why it remains the source of all that's currently shitty in your life. In the day-to-day living of our lives, we mostly just experience the moods and emotions of our internal chatter without doing the work to determine what it's really saying,